sockeye salmon fillets. Available at participating St. Louis Bread Company bakery cafes.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here in the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort, which doesn't leave much for Ian and Dan to do, which is why they were silent right there. I know that sounded like a perfectly timed pregnant pause. No, there's nothing to contribute. Go ahead. It's go ahead, timing. big bald boy. Go ahead. Keep talking. What do we care?
It's our timing.
Yeah.
We got your back.
How are the New Year's resolutions going?
I didn't make any.
No, I don't do that.
I said I would gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And
you did.
Yes.
Now, wait a second. You told us that you were going to be involved in a weight loss thing this year.
I am?
Yeah. Didn't you say that you were going to purposely gaining weight before end of December so that on January 1st you could begin a weight? Am I crazy?
Wait, no. It wasn't Dan.
No, it wasn't me.
It was... Oh, man, who was it? No.
Wasn't somebody on this show?
No. Was it John Hadley?
No.
How would you know?
No.
I didn't say.
Colin just told me. Colin just told me it was Tim Weiland.
Oh, Tim Weiland.
Oh, that's
with
right.
The restaurant place that he works with.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that because Tim filled in for you one day during the holidays when I was here and you weren't here. So I have a friend who really has OCD who emailed me today to say he has finally gotten his New Year's resolutions all done for 2015.
Oh, good.
2015?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he's got OCD, so I don't want to leave a moment left out there.
Man.
I'd like to start the show today with a timeless question for philosophers. If no media outlets paid attention to Dennis Rodman, would he still be insane? You know, it's like the tree falling in the forest. Would it still make a sound?
Yeah, he would still be insane.
I would think so.
Yeah, he'd still be insane, but he wouldn't be getting the press and the publicity that he's getting and does not deserve.
I'd like to say to all media outlets who have been referring to him as an American ambassador, an ambassador of goodwill. I heard that on CNN this morning. Dennis Rodman's goodwill tour of North Korea.
What?
Can I tell you? This is what I heard.
Wow.
You know, after he did that drunk interview with Chris Cuomo on CNN yesterday, which he's apologized for, and his excuse was, well, he'd had a very stressful day. What's a stressful day in Dennis Rodman's life? No, Carmen Electra's on the phone. She wants more money. Right?
Yeah. He's such an idiot.
Your piercings are bothering you, maybe? A little infected.
Maybe that's it. He's infected from one of the maybe the thing in his nose.
Cold air, maybe.
You're in a country where you have to duck your head everywhere you walk into the. Every time you walk into a building.
Yeah, you're also in a country with 100,000 political prisoners in concentration camps. But go ahead and sing happy birthday to the leader of that country, like he's a good guy and you're his best friend.
To the leader that hates us and hates all the entire free world.
Well, no wonder.
And would nuke us if he had the chance.
Happy
birthday to him.
Yeah. By the way, he had been drinking before doing the CNN interview. Always a good idea.
Mm. Yeah.
Always a good idea before you're going to do live TV.
Thoughts are more clear. More poignant?
They probably are.
I actually think it's a lateral move for him. You can find footage of Dennis Rodman drunk and Dennis Rodman not drunk, and you can play the Pepsi Challenge with those two. Yeah. See if somebody can identify one or the other. Also, I haven't been on the air since earlier in the week with the incredible cold weather. And by the way, thank you to Mother Nature for beginning to wash away some of the stuff on the roads that MoDOT apparently was not able to get to.
Yeah, no kidding.
And from yesterday, my driveway is starting to wash away. Oh, I didn't even check. I feel sorry for this woman who lives at the bottom of my hill. Because anytime we get a substantial amount of snow and then it starts melting, her lawn becomes a swamp.
Mm.
Because I'm at the top of the hill.
Blows downhill.
And it's not my fault. I didn't invent gravity.
No.
And I think she resents the rest of us who are up the... The street's only a block downhill from that point. But she, yeah, it all comes down and gathers.
That was a story I saw today in Connecticut. A gentleman from a pool company decided, I guess he was working on somebody's pool. I'm guessing maybe indoor at this point of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But he emptied the pool.
Yeah.
In these cold temperatures. And so he had the hose and just out on the street. Mm-hmm. Where it was at the bottom of an S-curve hill.
Oh, man.
So it essentially turned into an ice rink. And so there were multiple accidents on the hill.
Oh.
And so they arrested this guy. They made him come back to the scene of the crime and arrested him.
Were people hurt?
I mean, it didn't look like a street that you were going too fast, but no, I mean, you know, cars banged up and everything spinning out and hitting guardrails and other cars. Well, and
imagine driving to work that day and you think, well, you know what? I thought conditions would be bad, but everything's, whoa!
Yeah.
Yes.
What the hell? Well, why is it so slick right here?
You're
for
going
like
5 miles an hour and you try to apply the brake and nope.
Wait, where's that hose coming from? A pool? How was the pool able to drain? It should have been all ice.
Well, no, that's why I'm thinking it may be an indoor pool.
Yeah. Or maybe heated. Well, yeah,
I guess.
Who knows? Or maybe the people wanted it pumped out because the top had frozen. And I mean, I don't know anything about pools, but maybe the liner can crack. You know, they should have emptied the pool out a long time ago.
Right.
Well, you put something, if you have an above-ground pool, you have to put... like a pillow in the middle, so the ice will not meet and expand and crack everything. And
I'm sorry, you have to put a pillow in the middle, like you go up to your daughter's bedroom.
No, it's an air pillow. It's a big, giant air pillow that you put a little bit of air into.
Where the ice won't meet in the middle, then?
And then you tie it on, and then you stick it in the middle of the pool.
What does that do?
It will keep the ice from joining.
Forming in the middle.
Forming in the middle and making it expand because
all around it will have ice, but
oh, I see. Because then it would push on the exterior there.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe that's what's happening with this in-ground pool as well. The ice did form, was pushing out, could crack the walls or the liner at least.
Yeah.
But it had to be flowing for him to.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If he had a pump, you know, he can get the water underneath. It's probably only the top that was frozen. He gets the water, the hose underneath the top ice. He drills through the top ice, sticks the hose in there, gets the pump going, and that's how he got the water out.
When you do have a cover on the pool.
Yeah.
When you cover the pool.
Yeah.
That retains water.
Right.
And you have to drain that. So there is a pump for that, and there can be a lot of water on those tops there.
We have a woman on the staff here who retains water. We have to put a cover on her.
Oh, yeah. Put a cover on her, and then you have to drain her once in a while.
We're talking about pools on January 10th.
Yes. I know.
Reminds me, when I was in college, a buddy of mine wanted to move out of the dorm, and... I guess it was my junior year, which was my last year because I didn't go on to finish. But he found a house nearby campus that had a pool in the backyard, which for college kids.
Party house.
Can you think of a better thing to have in your house? Well,
no.
I mean,
oh, man.
Endless free weed would have done it in those days, but
yeah.
We didn't live in Colorado today. And just having that in the backyard. We didn't have central air, so in the hot, sticky, steamy day, be hanging around in the pool as much as possible. Didn't matter what else you had. You go on the take care of whatever you did, right back, boom, drop your stuff, jump in the pool. Clothes on, didn't matter.
Yeah.
It was wonderful, wonderful. But I was going to mention that earlier in the week when it was freezing, my daughter and I did the hot water in the air snow thing.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And she was smart enough, unlike many people whose videos we've seen on Facebook now, she did not throw it directly over her head.
That's a good
and allow
the downwind. Or,
yes.
Or up, yeah.
Yes.
I saw that an article. There were a lot of people on Twitter claiming burns but on their face and arms.
Yeah, we saw a lot of stories about that. And, we did it like Monday night at about 10 o'clock at night when it was minus 10 degrees outside. And neither of us had heard of this phenomenon before. I'm sure it's been around for a while, but I think she saw it on Facebook or something. Dad, let's try that.
They did it on Channel 2 one morning, too.
Did they?
They were doing science stuff.
Did Timmy Zell throw it straight over his head?
No, he didn't. He did throw it out. He was smart enough to throw it out.
Yeah. Well, I told her, okay, if we're going to do this, fine. But I still had the remnants of that cold that I'd had for 3 weeks. And so I said, I'll stay inside. Well, I want you to get it on video so I can put it on Facebook. Okay. So I have my phone, and I said, I'll stand behind the sliding glass door on the warm side. You bundle up. You can go out there. And we have this, you know, Pyrex measuring cup, which I think the only time it ever gets used is when we're going to make hot chocolate.
Or oatmeal.
No, we have no oatmeal in our house. Maybe pancakes. That's the only time. So she's going to use that, and you know, we microwave the water for a couple of minutes. And then, you know, the Pyrex thing is hot, and so she's taking an oven mitt. She takes off her gloves and puts on two oven mitts and holds the thing. And I said, whatever you do, don't let that go. Because I could see the Pyrex thing slipping out of her hand, falling in the snow, and cracking.
Yes. Yeah.
And now we got a much bigger problem than, well, we didn't have a problem before. Now we got a problem. Well, we took it outside, and she had this gigantic smile on her face before she did it, and I had the video going, and you know, all we have is a little porch light in the back. It's not like I got, you know, TV lighting out there, but the video came out okay, and she did it, and of course immediately wanted to do it again.
Oh yeah.
So it's really, really cool phenomenon being able to see that. And you know, you throw water up in the air and
it's just like, it's like dust all of a sudden. It's like powder,
right?
Or something.
Instant.
Really cool. Yeah,
instantly.
Yeah.
What kept it as water while it was in the cup? I'm not a scientist, so I don't know.
I don't know.
What changes, you mean, molecule-wise?
It was boiling water.
Right.
And we carried it outside, uh-huh, which is maybe 10 feet to the sliding glass door. It's minus 10 degrees outside. Maybe it's not boiling anymore. It's not boiling anymore. We know that.
Well, it didn't hit the air, I guess.
Well, the air, well, I guess the air just hits the top.
Yeah.
And I guess it's when it's in smaller amounts.
Right, it's all spread apart.
The surface areas.
Yeah, what are we talking?
Sure.
Get Dr. Sheldon Cooper on the phone, and he can explain this
Bill
to
Nye.
Us.
Yeah, Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah. So, speaking of Sheldon Cooper, pardon me if we're going off on a tangent. I know it's unlike this show. We usually stick to one thing all the time.
Yeah.
I wrote on my website last week some stuff that I had said on this show about two recent movies, one about Inside Llewyn Davis, which is the Coen brothers' newest movie, and Saving Mr. Banks, which is Tom Hanks as Walt Disney and Emma Thompson as P.L. Travers, the woman who wrote the Mary Poppins books. And both movies are doing well at the box office. I'm the only person in America in a professional capacity as a reviewer who did not like Inside Llewyn Davis. I mean, the Weinstein brothers who produced this movie and the Coen brothers who made the movie, they're just getting enormous praise. I thought the movie was absolutely terrible. And the reason I thought it was terrible is because Llewyn Davis is a terrible person. He's mean. He's obnoxious. His life is boring. There's nothing interesting about him or his story. But he's also the kind of person who, if you were around him, you would think to yourself, what a jerk. And in the Saving Mr. Banks movie, P.L. Travers, the woman that Emma Thompson plays, who wrote Mary Poppins, she's an even bigger jerk to everybody. She's just obnoxious and rude all the time. So I wrote a column about this on my website, which you can get to by going to KTRS.com and clicking on Paul Harris. Station likes when I promote that. And then I got an email from a listener who said, "Well, if you don't like obnoxious characters, how come you like The Big Bang Theory so much? Because Sheldon Cooper, played by Jim Parsons, Emmy Award winning role for him on that show. I mean, he's as rude and obnoxious as anybody. You talk about an antisocial guy. There's your poster boy right there." I wrote a follow up column about this, and I said, they play out that for laughs on The Big Bang Theory. It's a sitcom, and his obnoxious, rude behavior is played for laughs. And also, the other people on the show call him on it.
Yeah, and it's funny. He doesn't realize that he's rude or obnoxious. He doesn't know any different.
Well, I think that Llewyn Davis and P.L. Travers also don't realize that they're being antisocial, rude jerks. It's just who they are for whatever reason. So they have that in common with him, but the difference is the other people on that show call him out all the time. How can you do that? In those two movies that I mentioned, nobody says to their face, you know, you're being an obnoxious jerk. You're being a real a-hole to everybody around here. Why don't you knock that off? Why would you act like that? If you worked in a place like that with somebody like that, that would just be one of the most horrendous experiences you can have. And the people in Saving Mr. Banks, who had to work with her to try to make the movie, they just put up with it because we wanted to sign the piece of paper that gives us the rights to the movie and all that. I have a lot of problems with the movie beyond that. But I'm just tired of these movies about people who are just horrible. And when Joe Hipperson gets here later, I'm going to talk about another movie, a movie that's opening up today, where the central character is the kind of person that no one would want to spend any time around because she is just so over the top, obnoxious. But I don't see that in the sitcom realm. It's there, you know, long time ago there was a sitcom on TV, The Odd Couple, based on the play that Neil Simon wrote, which became a movie with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon, and that became a TV show with Jack Klugman as Oscar Madison and Tony Randall as Felix Unger, who was obnoxious most of the time about almost everything.
Very anal.
Very, very anal. And, and OCD about keeping the house clean and all that sort of stuff. You know, he was the obsessive clean guy, and Oscar was the obsessive dirty slob kind of guy. But it was played for laughs, and other people on the show called him out about that. But for some reason, when you're doing a drama, that jerk can't be called out. It just doesn't play that way. It would seem to me that that would be more dramatic if other people came around you and said, hey, you know what? Nobody here likes you because of the way you act. You either change it or you're going to have no one around you. Oh, nope, not in a movie. Can't do that. Cannot have that sort of thing. All right, rant off. Now, the other thing I want to mention about from earlier this week.
Rant on, rant off. The ranter.
Thank you, Mr. Miyagi. The other thing is, do you have that song that I sent you?
Yes.
Dan, I asked Ian about it. He does not remember this. Do you remember a song called I Don't Like Mondays?
Yeah.
The Boomtown Rats.
Yes.
1979. I happened to hear the song earlier this week.
Really?
Yes. And
that was like their one hit, I think, if you could call that a hit.
Yes. The Boomtown Rats, for those of you who don't know, was a group that was headed by a guy by the name of Bob Geldof, Englishman or Irish. I don't know which.
Yeah. But he had an accent.
He later went on to form Band Aid, which did Do They Know It's Christmas, the thing to help out starving kids in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then he formed the Band Aid concerts. The Live Aid concerts in 1985. Wasn't he in charge of those? Both in London and I think in Philadelphia. I think that was the American venue for it. But he first became, I guess, kind of famous because of this song. The song is based on a school shooting. Did you know the history of the song?
You know what? I forgot it, but I used to know because when I was in college at Flow Valley, I worked at KCFE, New Music 89, And we were playing this song. We have played this song and several other songs before when they before they became hits, like The Police and all that stuff.
I remember when the song first came out, I heard it and I'm like, oh, I don't like Mondays. That's pretty clever. Who does who likes Mondays? And it became kind of an anthem along those lines where people really were into it. They would sing along. And I didn't remember until I looked it up this week.
Yeah.
That it was based on a school shooting. What's the last time? This is the one. Can you remember a song in our lifetime besides this about somebody taking a gun to a school and killing people?
No.
I mean, we have too many of those incidents. We just had the one-year anniversary of the Newtown killings at Sandy Hook, et cetera, et cetera.
I think there's a newer newer song that is about that.
Did it become popular? Was it a hit?
Yeah.
But also,
find the name of it.
Also, back then, this was from 79.
Yeah.
We didn't hear about school shootings.
No.
Back then.
It was a very, very rare event.
Yeah.
So I looked it up, and here's the story on the song. January 29th, 1979, a 16-year-old girl named Brenda Ann Spencer fired a gun at a playground full of kids at Grover Cleveland Elementary School in San Diego. And as you point out, that was a rarity to hear a story like
Pumped
this.
Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People.
Oh, of course.
Yes. You know that song. Right?
Yes. I have all of their 45s.
45s.
I didn't get it in the original 78. So this 16-year-old girl, Brenda Ann Spencer, fired a gun at a playground full of kids at Grover Cleveland Elementary School in San Diego on January 1979. So we're at the 45th anniversary here. 35th anniversary, excuse me. She injured 8 children and killed 2 adults before being stopped and arrested. When questioned by police, she showed no remorse for her crime, offering only the bizarre explanation, "Well, I don't like Mondays, and this livens up the day." Well, Bob Geldof, the leader of the Boomtown Rats, they were playing a gig at Georgia State University. And he was being interviewed at the campus radio station, WRAS, and while he was there, he went over and looked at the AP or UPI newswire. Remember the
It
was always going in the background. He looked at it and saw the story, and he was amazed by it and by Brenda Ann Spencer's comment, "I don't like Mondays. This livens up the day." So he immediately started writing a song about it, and a month later, the band performed it live for the first time, and within 3 months after that, it was the number one song in the UK. Got a lot of airplay here in the U.S. on what we used to call album-oriented rock radio stations. I don't think it was a top 40 hit.
I don't think so either.
I think it was,
it was more of an alternative. That the Boomtown Rats and all those bands back in the early 80s, 79, early 80s, were considered...
new wave.
Yeah, new wave, yeah.
Yeah.
Coming over from the UK.
But Kesey played it. It was a Kesey song.
Yeah, it was rock enough for Kesey to play it.
Right. Since then, it's been covered by Tori Amos and Bon Jovi, and a bunch of other people. And I actually got to interview Bob Geldof maybe 10 years after the song came out, and I asked him about the popularity of the song, and he said, "Well, we didn't really plan it as a hit single. I wrote it just because the story got my attention, and it was kind of a novelty thing, and we were going to put it out as the B-side of another song." And he was shocked when audiences started singing along with it, making it feel like a feel-good tune, which it definitely is not. So I thought I would play a little bit of it for you. This is him performing it with the Boomtown Rats at the Isle of Wight Festival last summer.
Yeah, it sounds pleasant enough with the piano starting, too.
And people treated it like it was a rock anthem. I don't like Mondays either.
Yeah.
You know, like when Todd Rundgren had that "I don't want to go to work" song.
Yeah.
"I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day."
Yeah.
Same thing. That was silliness, but this is based on a school shooting.
The silicon chip inside her head gets switched to overload. Nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
passion. Ooh, 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 ooh. The whole day down.
You can't tell because they're not mic'd that well, but the whole audience sings the chorus.
The machine is kept so clean, the tides to waiting world. A mother feels so shot, find this world is rot, and the thoughts turn to their own little girl with a sweet 16 and that peachy key. It ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need?
Going to play the whole song for you, but just a little odd piece of rock history, and it happens to be that we're coming up on the 35th anniversary of the incident that that spawned that horrible explanation. I don't like Mondays. This livens up the day. That's why I went to the elementary school and killed people, which, by the way, is just as horrible an explanation as every other one we've heard in every school shooting over the last 3.5 decades. I know we're desperately behind. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more here in a moment on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is this new? Whoa!
Yes, Dan, it's the new traffic.
This is new. I thought this was a
Happy New Year, buddy.
Wow! I thought this was a I thought that we were playing a commercial or something. Let's check the highways. I'm sure the rain's wreaking havoc with the traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
I thought it was kind of a commercial, too. We didn't have this thing this morning.
You know, it's nice. Well, we're in the communications business, and
right, yeah, good to get a text going. Hey, expect a new sound this afternoon.
I know.
That is crazy talk.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. All right, on northbound 55, we've got some really heavy traffic now. It's from about Graboy up to the Poplar Street Bridge, mostly in those two right lanes. On eastbound 44 at Lewis, you've got police. Some kind of police incident going on that's blocking a right lane. Eastbound 44 is slow from Jefferson up through 55. Eastbound 40 slow from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Also, we have a disabled vehicle blocking a lane on Manchester at Shoto, and they have cleared that stall from southbound 270 after Highway 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Qdoba Mexican Grill. Hosting the party at your place? Don't dial up the usual grub. Call an audible and go big with a hot nacho bar from Qdoba Catering instead. Complete with all the extras. Call 888-QDOBA to go. That's 888-QDOBA, the number 2, go. That from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tomorrow, it'll be a catfight in the SEC as our Mizzou Tigers head to Auburn, Alabama to take on the Auburn Tigers.
Round behind Criswell to the right side of the court. Inside the arc, pullback three-pointer. Bang! Missouri leads it by 3.
Coverage begins at 12:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 1. It's the Tigers versus the Tigers on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
A fourth generation is working at Byerly RV. Hello, this is Russ Patton. You remember the 9-year-old kid who hit his first home run? Well, his name is Warren, and he'll rent you a motorhome or travel trailer so you can enjoy a family RV adventure. And if you already own an RV, you know that Byerly's parts store is the only place to come when you really need something. My father coined the phrase, have it, can get it, or it ain't, to describe the dedication of our parts people. There's Fast Talking Steve, Laid Back Jay, Detailed Donna, Pastor Pete, and Laughing Dave. A whole crew dedicated to serve your needs.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Hi, I'm Tom Strive, founder of Strive Electric and Strive Media Systems. Our mission here at the Strive Companies is to create opportunities through developing lasting relationships. We do this by treating our customers with the utmost consideration while providing them with competitive pricing, attention to detail, and superior quality. No matter the size of the job, our customers will have peace of mind knowing their project is in good hands. From home inspections to ensure your home is safely up to code to upgrading your main electrical service, changing a fixture to adding lighting around the home, Strive Electric has the answer for all your home electrical needs. From simply hanging a TV on the wall to designing a full home automated system, security cameras around the home, or a simply monitored system, Strive Media Systems is who you want to call. So next time you have questions about any of the electrical systems in your home, join the tribe and go with Strive. Give us a call today at 314-487-7474 or visit us on the web at striveelectric.com. That's S-T-R-E-I-B electric.com.
It's time to meet Firehouse Subs.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Robin.
We're brothers and former firefighters.
After being firemen, we wanted to keep working together, so we settled on one thing firefighters know a lot about: eating.
Something good and a lot of it.
It's a tradition we bring to Firehouse every day. Take our Hook and Ladder Sub. It's piled high with premium smoked turkey breast and sweet Virginia honey ham, all sliced fresh at the firehouse.
Not like the other guys. They use that pre-sliced frozen deli meat. Yummy.
But not Firehouse, not on our watch. Try our Hook and Ladder Sub today for only $5.89.
It's a small price to pay for such a huge difference.
Take one bite. Our way beats their way. If you don't agree, it's free. In fact, Chris here, he'll give you your money back.
Did I say that?
You did.
News to me.
See? I do listen.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. FirehouseSubs.com. Prices and participation may vary. See restaurant for details.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
Start off the new year for just a buck at Rent-A-Center. Now through February 1st, anything in the store is just a dollar a day. Choose your favorite brand name appliances, laptops, tablets, computers, flat-screen TVs, and furniture, and pay just a dollar a day until February 1st. There's never been a better time to try the brands and products you want most during the dollar a day sale, only at Rent-A-Center. Metal purchase transaction, $1 per day for each item through February 1, 2014. Must be paid in advance. Regular rates apply thereafter. Offer good on new agreements only. See store for full details.
With the Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And for a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,000 in extra savings. You can save even more on essentials like coffee, cereal, paper towels, and laundry detergent. Plus, get ready for tax season with savings on TurboTax and HP printers and ink. Get your savings book today. So join and save. Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550. KTRS. Ian thought since I played I Don't Like Mondays, he had to play this. This is the other song that he found about a school shooting.
Yeah, I think the bassist of this band had a cousin that survived Columbine.
Was this a hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Broke top five, I think.
Yeah, I remember this one.
All right, I take it back. There have been two songs about school shootings in the last 35 years.
You might recognize the hook here. It's coming up, I think.
Yeah.
Right here. You recognize this part of it? Doesn't ring a bell.
No. Your daughter would know this song. I wouldn't.
I'm sure she does. Foster the People is the name of the group.
Foster the People.
Pumped Up Kicks.
Who
Okay. Thank you. Fine. I mean,
no, I know.
What are you laughing at?
I just like the reaction. That would be Frank's reaction.
But if it's not Frankie Valli, I don't get it.
I'm not quite that
Paul's
way.
Not that big.
I've listened to a song in the last 40 years. I just told the story about the Boomtown Rats.
Yeah, you did.
Frank's never heard of the Boomtown Rats.
No, I wouldn't think so.
What kind of a name is that?
Yeah. What, Rat Boy?
Jeez.
You're absolutely right. Here's a good news story from this week. It's a guy by the name of Austin Hatch. Not Richard Hatch, who won the first Survivor, but Austin Hatch. He played basketball on Wednesday night for his high school in Loyola, California. And in his first shot of the game, he drained a three-pointer. Why would I tell you that? That doesn't sound like much of a story yet, Paul. Yet being the operative word. This guy, Austin Hatch, hadn't played basketball in almost 3 years. Two and a half, almost 3 years. Since he and his family were in a plane crash with his father, who was piloting the small plane, and his stepmother, both his father and his stepmother died. He lived and was in a coma for quite a while. Here's the amazing thing about Austin Hatch's story. That was not his first plane crash.
Whoa.
He was in another plane crash as a child and lost his mother and his siblings in that incident. That time, Dad was not flying the plane.
Wow.
Right? Imagine that. You're a little kid. You lose Mom, your brothers and sisters. You grow up with Dad. Dad remarries. Dad's a private pilot. Dad takes you up. Crash again. Now you lose Dad and your stepmother. And you're a high school kid. He worked his way back onto the basketball court. And, of course, the entire team was rooting for him. Get the ball to Austin. You know, people going crazy. First shot, drains a three. And by the way, this kid was a pretty good basketball player 2.5 years ago. He was recruited by Michigan. After he drains the three, all of the people come onto the court. Now, it's the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
So the referee actually calls a tee, calls a technical foul because all these people have come on a court. But one of his friends said, it's the best technical foul our team has ever gotten. And Michigan says he can still have the scholarship and he can come here.
Oh, that's great.
Even, I mean, he's not up to the standards that he was in before because he's been out of shape for all this time. But that's a feel-good story, and every once in a while you need one of those. Now, also on my desktop here today, a story about a guy whose kid is not in high school, only in preschool, although the kid's only 11 months old. So I'm not sure about this, but I think the kid goes to daycare. And the daycare people sent a self-appraisal form home with this 11-month-old child. And there are categories on here. My name is Emma. All about me, and the date on it is January 8th, 2014. So it's just a couple of days ago. The friends I like to play with are, my interests are, my strengths are, my goals are. The girl's 11 months old. That is about the level of communication you're at 11 months old. So the father thought this was as ridiculous as you and I do, and he decided to fill this out. My name is Emma. The friends I like to play with are not ones that adults can see, like unicorns and pixies and the wind and something on that wall over there and squirrel! My strengths are obfuscation, yodeling, slapstick comedy, playing one parent out against the other, and rapid digestion. My interests are food as art and food as clothing. Long yells on the beach, firmly gripping the dog's hair, exploring parents' noses with my fingers, and dawn every single day is a refreshing one without fail. And then my goals are, again, 11 months old. Why would, in daycare, why would you send something like this home? My goals are, Emma's answers, unplug all the power cords. Oh, I remember that age from my daughter. That the two things she wanted to do was pull out every power cord in the house and also go in the bathroom and unroll the toilet paper. Can't tell you how many times we had to. Okay, I'll clean that up. Don't let her flush that. Okay, so unplug all power cords, overcome my fear of water on my head. Everybody who's a parent remembers this one. Open every drawer everywhere to write eventually, then get a PhD on theoretical physical cosmology, and inflict sleep deprivation on my parents until such time as they bow to my every whim. Oh, and my final goal is world peace. I like that. That's a very clever dad who filled that out. Now, do I have time for one more story here?
I think so.
Now we have to break? Okay. The other story I want to tell you is about a woman by the name of Allie Reed. Allie Reed is a columnist for a newspaper in Australia. She's a single woman, and she has tried several online dating sites. And I guess it hasn't gone all that well for her. So she decided to set up a profile that did not have her photo, but a photo of her friend, who is a very hot-looking model. The friend's name is Ray Johnston. And yes, you can Google that. She's very, very attractive. Put that picture up. But she didn't put her own information up. She put up information about what she figured would be someone so loathsome that no man would want to date her. So under the profile name Aaron Carter Fan, she indicated in the profile on OkCupid that she was mean, spoiled, lazy, racist, manipulative, and a gold digger. Even a skill like being good at convincing people I'm pregnant, LOL. And never wanted to be without my money, my car, my phone. Keeping America American, my family, my friends, and Aaron Carter weren't enough to keep people away. She filled out the form and wrote things like, my favorite books, music, shows, and movies. Well, I'm really glad they're making another Grown Ups movie because the first one was the best. I like all kinds of music that's not all ghetto or redneck, you know, or not like from some weird country without bathrooms. LOL USA. The first thing people usually notice about me, that was the question. She filled out, well, probably the first thing they notice is the drink I'm throwing in their face. LOL. Smokes? Yes, when drinking. Drinks? Yes, often. Drugs? Yes, often. So she put this profile on there, and within 24 hours, 150 guys wanted to date her. She said after reading 500 messages from men who apparently had just slapped their semi-erect manhood on the keyboard a few times and pressed send, my already flimsy grasp on reality was loosening. Once the experiment proved beyond a doubt that men will message just about anyone, even if they are mean, crazy, life-destroying crazy, or crazy crazy, she started messaging some of these people back saying, why would you want to date me? I'm a horrible, horrible person. You don't want someone who will pull out your teeth and then sue you for child support. You deserve happiness and love and adventure. Be brave. Don't settle for somebody like me. And of those people that she sent that to, those guys still wanted to date her.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's all you need to know about men online. She looks hot. I don't care if she's going to pretend that I got her pregnant and sue me for child support and knock out all my teeth. She looks hot. Bottom line. Signed, men.
Hey, that's our cue to have Tim Weiland tell us about traffic. Tim?
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of rain on the highways and slowing things down. If you're traveling eastbound 270, stacking up McDonald through New Florissant, northbound 170 is heavy from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Southbound 170 stacks up solid from Olive down through Highway 40. If you're traveling westbound 70, you're heavy right about the Earth City Expressway, and then a slow pocket between Zumbel and Cave Springs. Eastbound 70, heavy Madison to the Edward Jones Dome. This traffic report is brought to you by Qdoba, hosting the party at your place. Don't dial up the usual grub. Call an audible and go big with a hot nacho bar from Qdoba Catering instead. Complete with all the extras, call 888-QDOBA to go. That's 888-QDOBA, the number 2, go. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This weekend, if you tune into the Inside Out Show with John Shea and Jim McMillan at the time you usually hear them, it won't be there.
What?
Oh, no!
Why?
Because of Mizzou basketball.
Oh!
M-I-Z!
Z-O-U!
But have no fear. You'll get your weekly dose of John and Jim's advice on everything inside, outside, and sometimes between tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. John Shea, Jim McMillan, The Inside Out Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Installing solar panels on your roof can significantly increase energy efficiency and lower utility bills. And who doesn't want that? For your peace of mind, you know you can trust the experience and expertise of Frederick Roofing when it comes to installing solar roof panels. Frederick provides a complete line of solar roof panels for residential and commercial roofs. You can depend on Frederick to install the best solar roof system to start knocking down those utility bills. New government incentives are available to help you save up to 50% on the cost of solar panel roofing installation. So if you're ready to go green and lower your utility bills and carbon footprint while increasing your property value, seriously consider a clean power plan from Frederick Roofing. It's the smart thing to do. You can sign up online at www.4asolarroof.com. You'll be on your way to reducing those energy bills.
For a hole in your roof, or a home to move, Frederick Roofing.
St. Louis, 314-645-2000.
Attention homeowners, if your home value has prevented you from refinancing in the past, I've got great news. Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage. An appreciating housing market has recently resulted in over 3 million homeowners rising above water, now making them eligible for new mortgage programs they didn't qualify for in the past. Call Shore Mortgage right now, 800-523-HOME. That's 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 3038.
The Big 550.
KTRS, St. Louis.